mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Kitty and Tim and Eric and Melissa and everybody else, your calls are coming up. Eric Hupschmid, expert on 9/11, software engineer himself, made a great film, written a book about 9/11 to talk about the 9/11 cover-up Warren Commission too. That's coming up in a few minutes. I know the government carried out 9/11. That is elements of it. I know their official story is an impossibility. Do I know that we didn't go to the moon? I've had a few guests on about this. I'm undecided. I know there were some frauds involved, some images faked, but my NASA people who actually ran the cameras and stuff, okay, tell me that, and they can't come right out and say, because it's national security, folks, but they had to fake some of the footage and photos because they couldn't get the film canisters back through the Van Allen radiation belt. But he'd gotten off into something else. It was Paul in Delaware. Finish up real quick what you were saying, Paul.
Okay, I want to speak to the issue. I don't want to accuse you of spinning, but when I'm talking about a serious documentary like What Happened on the Way to the Moon, and then you don't comment to that but bring up something about Capricorn 1 and then leave me hanging saying it's debatable, I have to call back the next day and talk about it.
Yeah, but you said twisting. Hold on. Right, I saw Capricorn 1 years ago. And when I was at the Alamo Drafthouse movie theater a few months ago introducing Fahrenheit 9/11, they had a trailer for Capricorn 1 that was going to be showing. I just thought of that and threw that in there.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the film canisters. That's one of 3 hours and many things that they cover, but that's why they have things called lead. You can cover the canisters.
It's too heavy.
And, well, yeah, you're right. It is too heavy. Even for the humans that have to get through the 60,000 plus mile Van Allen radiation belt, and it's even gotten even worse since they exploded a bomb and made the Van Allen radiation belt 10 times worse when they try to blow a hole through it with the actual atomic bomb that they used about 240 miles up into space.
No, I know. That's admitted. I've even got film footage from out in the proving ground out west where they're shooting they shot a whole bunch of nuclear missiles into it.
Yeah,
that was real smart.
Yeah, and so it's 10 times worse than it used to be. And then
where's your evidence of 10 times worse?
Well, I'm going on the people from NASA, actually, on the video, was what happened on the way to the moon. That's what they're bringing up. And they've got mathematicians, they've got physicists, they've got even
I'll tell you what, email me some of the guests you want to have on at tips@infowars.com, and I'll do a whole show on it, okay? Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Thank you. Kitty in Texas. Kitty, go ahead. Thanks for holding. Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
Yes, Kitty.
Yes, Mr. Jones. I want to say
you can call me Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon. Okay, Matt Dillon. First of all, I want to say I love you dearly. You're such an inspiration for those who are seeking justice and truth. And we need someone like you. And if the people here in Fredericksburg, or otherwise I call it Sleepy Hollow, would wake up, follow, or at least go through with your advice on issues of their own. Because right now I am facing three accounts of I'm being attacked by a place called New Horizons for the physically and mentally handicapped people. My daughter happens to be one of them. She was kidnapped from my property, brought here by the staff members, and I was warned prior to their taking her, I was to back off and not to try to expose their corruption. And I refused.
Well, how did your daughter get into... Well, how old's your daughter?
She's 47, going on mentally 8.
Okay, and so she's got some problems, and now they've taken her from you.
Yes, they have. She's being brainwashed, and I've learned this prior to their taking her. They were just to drop her off. That's it. As a routine. They came here, forced entry into the house, taken the furnitures, trashed the place, came here with...
Well, I'll tell you what, you're going to have to finish this on the other side, Kitty. We're not in Dodge anymore. Stay with us.
Alex
Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, 8 minutes into the second hour, and a listener to one of our affiliates, great FM station out in Fredericksburg, Texas, has called in. And she's talking about some mental health organization in Fredericksburg, and I'm not familiar with it, that has gotten her daughter for some reason. And, Kitty, I would tell you to listen to the station. They have a community coordinator. They give the number out a couple times a day, usually every hour, to call that number. And if you really want help from the community, they will help you. Have you called that number yet that the radio station gives out?
No, I have not. I'm fairly new to your area, originally from up north out of Chicago.
Okay, so your daughter had a history of what?
She has mental and physical retardation.
Okay, how did you get in? I mean, so you moved down here. What did you do, sign up for some type of service?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
You signed up for service, and then what happened?
I began noticing things that were not quite right. They were corrupt. And I was told to back off. I saw other consumers that they referred to them as, well, I say clients, who were neglected.
Okay, so what happened? Does your daughter live with you or with them?
Well, no, I don't know where she's at. I don't know where they
took her. I mean, where was she? I mean, what happened?
Here in my, in her own little mobile home adjacent to my home, they came onto the property with the state troopers, invaded the house, took all the furniture, took her as well. Where they placed her, I have no idea.
And why did they say they were taking her?
They didn't. They didn't. And that's where I'd like to know which direction to go in.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. I want you to listen to the radio station.
Okay.
And they'll be giving out a phone number there locally, and the folks there are really good people. There's a community of, I don't know, I'd say 1,000 people out of the 9,000 that live there. They're really good people, and they'll help you, okay?
Okay. But can they do this, trespass onto the property with no warrant?
Well, when government becomes God, they can do whatever they want.
Oh, my.
Now, it's called tyranny.
Well, I won't. Tyranny. Well, I
you see,
won't.
Whatever organization or group this is, and I don't know. I'm not saying your story's true or not. I don't think you're lying, but I don't know the particulars, so I can't take a side.
Well,
ma'am, I have seen thousands of cases of this. So there's private entities that have clout with the police, and the police just follow orders. Why, they're the experts. And then these private facilities get a lot of money from the government the more people they have. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, that's what it's all about.
Course it is. But again, I don't know your particular case. There's folks that will help you. They're in Fredericksburg. Call that number that you hear on the local radio station.
I certainly will.
Okay,
and
thanks.
Thank you very, very much, Matt. I appreciate it.
That's right. I was being sarcastic because your name's Kitty.
And all I'd right, like to expose this because there's other people involved that really don't need to have the treatment they're receiving. And there's
okay.
listeners here, and I know they're listening to
ma'am,
your program
ma'am,
right now.
Listen, I really appreciate your call. Take care. Listen, I don't know the Community Action phone number for Fredericksburg. I've heard it when I'm out there. I know they do this. I know they help people. If somebody can call and get in, I don't know if you can. I think phones are loaded as usual, but if you can call and get in and give us that Community Action number, I will give it out on air. If not, ma'am, just listen and get it. And if you'll take their advice and work with them, they'll look at your case and help you. Okay, I appreciate Eric Huffman holding patiently. Eric Huffman is a computer engineer, software engineer, made an incredible film, and he's written an incredible book. He focuses on the architecture, the bombs in the buildings, NORAD, the Pentagon. I carry his film and his book on InfoWars.com. And, Eric, thanks for holding while I went through that with that poor lady.
Oh, that's all right. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you loud and clear, brother.
All right. Great.
Eric, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, what really happened on 9/11, you got the floor. I'm sure you're bursting at the seams to tell us what's really going on.
Well, the government, of course, is just providing something. They're not providing answers. They're just giving people a response. You know, it's like the usual, like the Warren Report. It makes people feel good that now the government has responded to them. And most people are not going to look closely at this report. You know, they're not going to look at it and say, well, wait a minute. It still doesn't explain Building 7. It still doesn't explain how the towers came down in 10 seconds. And, you know, most people will not look that closely. So to most of them, it's just that they feel that, well, the government has responded. That's good. Now the case is closed. But nothing has actually changed. It's still the same as it was before this. And all we really did is just waste more tax money on another of these silly reports. So what I would say to most people is, you know, and they've got to start taking this a little more seriously. They've got to look at these reports, read a little bit, and realize there's no answers here. This is like the empty campaign promises of no more taxes and no or reduced government. It makes people feel good to hear it, but if they don't carry through with it, it's pointless. It's just wasting our time.
Well, Eric, when the commission founded itself and was appointed by Bush, they openly gave their political recommendation of a domestic CIA, more funding, and an expansion of the Patriot Act a year ago. And then they went about setting about discrediting and lying and twisting, and the entire commission was totally compromised. Some in business with the Bin Laden family, like the Chairman Keene, and now the report is just a total and complete travesty.
Right, but I don't think many people will ever look close enough to realize that. This is what's so incredible. You know, they say we want an investigation. We want an investigation. You hear this over and over, and then you hear it is, but who's going to look at it?
Also, most of the families are saying they don't like the commission. It's a cover-up. Their own websites say it's a lie. But then they'll find one person out of thousands to go, I love the commission. I want a domestic CIA. Keep us safe.
Oh, right. They'll interview those people for the television. I know, I've seen that. Where now I feel better. And now we must put into... See, what they're also using this commission for is to then continue what they're already doing, which is, you know, the Arabs are about to attack. We've got to now boost all these, like you just said, all these budgets, get ready for the next attack. People are just playing right into their hands. They're using the commission now to justify what they wanted in the first place, which is more of their budgets and more paranoia that we're about to be attacked, and who knows what else they're going to do. They're going to, you know, talking about bringing more agencies under the control of one or two, because that's what they said. One of the problems was that there's all these different agencies. It's so confusing. If only we could just get them all together. Well, that's...
By the way, Congress is going to give up its authority to the new domestic CIA and have no funding control. And you notice the report chastised Congress, the one group that wasn't involved, but said Bill Clinton and George Bush, they're perfect, and the CIA, they're not bad. So Congress got blamed and has been told, you give us unlimited power or we're going to blame you for the next attack.
Right. Everyone's just playing right into their hands here. And then they're saying, you know, we're going to combine all these agencies and bring it into under one. Well, that sounds really great, the way they describe it, but then you realize, wait a minute, who's getting all this power anyway? And what are they going to do with it? So here they're going to bring in all these agencies under who? Is it the CIA now is getting even more control than they ever had before? Is that what's going on?
Total domestic power over all crime with Homeland Security. And, the Founding Fathers said it's good to have balkanized government. You do not want centralized government like they had in Germany or Russia.
Right, and that's what it looks like they're trying their best to do. And people are now saying, yes, we've got to do this. And what's amazing is Kerry's right there behind them. Yes, we've got to implement these proposals quick before they attack again. It's like they're all in our big rush. We've got to do it soon. Bring these agencies together, give them more control to protect us.
Well, they got their funding doubled after Oklahoma City, got their funding doubled after 9/11. Now they want another increase in funding.
Yep, and plus more authority.
But Chairman Keene and others said, look, the attacks are going to get bigger. This isn't going to be the end of this. So we're going to get total power over your life, take your liberty, but the attacks are going to still happen.
Yeah. I'm still waiting for the summer of terror that they threatened we were having. But so it could be they're going to be planning another one right now, and then that'll bring in even more of their. See, then it will justify it. If they don't, I don't know what's going to happen if they don't have an attack, because then they're just empty. It's a lot of empty talk.
Well, now they're openly talking about suspending the election.
Yeah, so it could be that they're going to come up with it, and somehow they're going to have to make it look like the Arabs are trying to avoid Kerry. I just saw this. They're doing this. They're starting to drop little hints, I think, on the Internet already about this. Because you have to ask yourself, why would they attack if they don't want Bush? They would say, let Kerry get elected. So I think now they're going to try to find a reason why the terrorists don't want Kerry. And so that's what I suppose the next trick will be, is try to get them to make it look like the terrorists don't want Kerry at all, really.
Well, and again, these terrorists don't exist in the form they claim. I mean, these Muslim extremists are CIA ops in almost every case, playing the part of the boogeyman, and your film details that. I mean, their official story is an impossibility. When we get back, I want to go over that, but just some of the things that are total frauds concerning the official story of 9/11, Eric.
Well, some of them, well, there's so many, and then there's like how did the towers fall down in 10 seconds? And they don't even talk about Building 7. They just completely ignore that. They've got the terrorists outsmarting air traffic controllers, the U.S. military, the CIA, FBI, 19 guys. They're also outsmarting the crews within the airlines. And, you know, it's just the passengers, everybody's just sitting there while these guys take control. They've got too much going on here that cannot be explained. It's just, the whole thing is like a Hollywood movie.
Well, we also have magically something that the best airline pilots can't do, without transponders, without radio beacons, from hundreds of miles away, flying perfectly into town and T-boning all the targets.
Right, finding it. If you ever look out of an airline window, how do you figure out where to go without help from the air traffic controllers? And So you've got so many things.
Hey, we got the proof. The magic passport fell out of the sky. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
We're talking to Eric Hupschmidt. In the next segment, we'll go to Tim and Eric and Melissa and Andre and Dave and many others that are holding. Eric, in your film, 9/11, Painful Deceptions, and your book, Painful Questions, by the way, I carry both of those fine items in our shopping cart on the website and on the toll-free number, you go over all this in shocking detail. I mean, their official story, up one side and down the other, is a complete fraud. And then it's clear they had prior knowledge. It's clear they protected the so-called hijackers. Many of them are still alive. The magic passport fell out of the sky to the ground. But then now they say, oh, that hijacker's still alive, so we were mistaken about the passport they showed us on TV. But let's go over some of the facts of proving that their story is a complete fraud.
All right. Well, there's so many of them, you almost have to figure out which ones you want to pick. Like, see, the collapsing of the towers in 10 seconds, this alone should be enough to make people wonder what's going on, because they're telling you one floor hit the floor below it and so on, you know, in a, you know, cascading downward like a ball rolling downstairs. And if you think of 110 floors, one floor hits the floor below it. Imagine the floor above you coming down, hitting the floor. It takes like, what, a half a second, a second? Even if it took a half a second only, that's half of 110 seconds. That's 55 seconds. And yet these towers did it in 10, that's like an average of 10 floors every second. You blink your eyes, 10 floors just fell down. Picture a building 10 floors tall. In 1 second, the whole thing drops. I mean, it's beyond belief.
Well, we know why this happened, because the seismographs, the eyewitnesses, the firefighters, bombs went off, turning it to total powder.
In fact, you can see on that 9/11, the one that French documentary, the 9/11 filmmakers,
yes.
Remember, there's a little segment where the firemen are back in their fire department and talking to one another, and one of them is saying, yeah, you should have seen it. It looked like a demolition. He's got his hand going, and it's like floor by floor. Right, exactly.
Video clip on the website, yeah.
Exactly. That's what, I mean, everybody who saw it is saying there's explosions going off. There's floor by floor like a demolition. You look at the photos, there's concrete dust flying out horizontally.
Now we have the firefighters telling AP reporters, get back, we're about to pull Building 7. Then the owner says they pulled it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, that I know, that remark alone, the idea that they could have even arranged a demolition at that point in time, a couple hours with traffic jams, it's impossible.
But then the official story is, oh, it fell by accident, we don't know why.
Right, and so what they're trying to do is just play stupid. And I see, this is the problem, is that people...
got a public that don't know how many states there are, that don't know who the vice president is, who don't know where Iraq is on a map, and they know how dumbed down people are, so they just have it out there in the open.
Yeah, and it's almost amazing, because they'll allow this, oh, we're just stupid, that excuse, they'll allow that excuse, but you got to imagine, if our government is really this stupid, we've got such a problem. If they're really as stupid as they claim... I mean, it's no matter how you look at it. If they're as corrupt as they appear, we got a problem. If they're as stupid as they claim to be, we got a problem. No matter how you look at it, we've got to deal with this. This is a disaster. So, there's so much about this whole attack that's ridiculous. And you've got so much unexplained stuff going on at the Pentagon. The confiscation of video, security cameras. So not just at the Pentagon, but across the street.
We have them confiscating the firefighter tapes and saying the whole malfunction. Turned out they didn't. The firefighter said bombs were going off. They claim all five of the air traffic control tapes were destroyed. Turns out they weren't. I mean, they just lie.
And it's amazing that they don't get caught on this. And what I find is that...
Yeah, that's come out, though, that they confiscated the videos from even nearby businesses of whatever hit the Pentagon. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, this was immediately, apparently, because there were reports that it's like at the hotel across the street from the Pentagon, there was some security people watching this security video from their own hotel, and the FBI just walks in and grabs the security video and takes off with it. Supposedly, it's for the investigation, but you have to ask yourself, why? How would they even be there so quickly? It's as if they already knew where the cameras were, and as soon as the attack occurred, they went running around picking them all up. I mean, it's in the Bill Gertz and Rowan Scarborough who wrote about it, those reporters in the Washington area. Their quote is, hotel employees sat watching the film in shock and horror several times before the FBI confiscated the video. I mean, this is how bad it is. They're watching it in shock and horror. How could the FBI do this and then no one follows up on it?
And then they go, here's two frames from a surveillance camera that don't show a plane but show a white-hot explosion.
Right.
Now, go back to sleep. We have hundreds of cameras of whatever happened, and eyewitnesses said they saw a small jet or drone, but we're just not going to show you that. Ha, ha, ha. We've got to produce with our you know, with our Disney-style computers, the fake animation first. That'll be out in a few years. We'll be right back with Eric Huffman and your call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. We're going to go to your calls here in just a few minutes. I want to invite all of you to go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through to the shopping cart and get Eric Huffman's book. Over 100 pages of color photographs and documents showing how they blew up the buildings, what happened at the Pentagon. Then his video on VHS and DVD is just amazing. So well done, breaking down these entire facets of the 9/11 fraud. And so much of this New World Order hinges on the lie that is 9/11. So please get his video. We sell it for $22, or his huge color book. It's a coffee table, you know, type book. Get those and get them out to people. Show them to your friends and family and your neighbors. I've also made my two 9/11 films, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror Exposed. And my films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece. Order three or more of any of the films I've made. They drop down to $20 a piece. You know what, John? Put Eric on hold for just a second, because when I'm plugging stuff, I don't have the folks on the air. Sorry about that. Going back to what I was saying, When you get three or more of any of my films, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. And your support of this broadcast makes it possible. So go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get the videos or books or materials. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And Eric's book is 9/11 Painful Questions. His book is 9/11 Painful, the video is 9/11 Painful Deceptions. They are absolute must-sees. And again, that's 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order via the Safe Secure online shopping cart. So please take action. Back to Eric Hupschman. Eric, for those that just joined us, tell us what you cover in your book and video.
Well, the book is spends a lot of time on the World Trade Center and Building 7 and a little bit about the Pentagon. And the video goes over some more details about the Pentagon attack, as well as, you know, so it shows you Building 7 coming down from a few different angles. They sort of add to one another. It's not like one's a duplicate of the other. And, you know, by the way, I was after listening to your show with David Icke, you know, you should bring up this issue once in a while, because part of the reason we have trouble getting this information out is all the weird stuff that's out there making us look like fools. And you can understand why some of it goes out, because, like the lizard business, you know, it sounds so bizarre, but I can understand why some people believe it, and it's not because they believe there's really lizards. It's they're looking at these scams and saying, well, wait a minute, who's benefiting from these things? The world is destroying itself, and even the rich families, the Bushes, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds have to live in these same crummy cities and the same crummy train systems, and they're thinking, well, maybe it's not human. And see, this is where I think some of this comes from, the people that they're looking at this thinking, you know, the world is getting worse and worse and worse. How could any group of people be behind this? This must be an alien force. And you know what I think, what we have to once in a while point out to people is that, you know, these people are just messing up is what I think is going on here. They're just incompetent. They're corrupt. They're cheating one another, backstabbing one another. And the result of their scams is that they are hurting themselves in addition to the rest of us. But it's creating this impression to some people that whatever's behind it isn't even human. You know what I mean? And it's then we get these lizard theories and all these others going out there that make us look like we're nuts. And so I think it's something we ought to at least, you know, it's something that at least people should talk about once in a while, that, you know, that it's not, that the people behind this are really people. They're, you know, it's CIA and all these other groups, that, and they're messing up. And that's where some of these weird theories come from. So it don't all look like...
Well, look, I mean, the 100% documented facts about the world today are hard enough to get people to believe. I mean, I tell people that the Mexican government plans to give all their police microchips and just microchipped 160 of their Justice Department. And they tell me I'm a kook until they see it, and they go, okay, it's a good idea. So you know, that stuff is bizarre enough, and I agree, this adding bizarre stuff that can't be proven onto the end of it, in some cases, is a tactic to discredit. I think some people just are you know, weird and, you know, believe all of this and go along with it. But the stuff that Eric Hupschman talks about and that I talk about is real and is really happening, and truth is stranger than fiction, but it's more than just that, Eric. Feudal systems are about keeping us at a subsistence level, about making our lives hard, about having a lot of red tape we've got to go through. That's a form of social control, so a lot of this is by design.
Yeah, by people, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I totally agree. I don't think it's little green men.
But I mean, some people are looking at it like, who's benefiting? And thinking, it can't be human. It can't be human.
Well, I was on the number one talk show in the Midwest for 45 minutes the other day. And the talk show host usually only, talks about real issues. It's, man cow. And he said, my friends, my family, my neighbors, they're all saying it's the lizard people now. Alex, what do you think? And I just said, look, it's some mass psychosis or phenomenon. Or it's something spiritual, I don't know. But yes, this lizard people thing is really gaining mass appeal right now.
It is, and I think, this is, if we don't deal with it, we're just going to get swallowed up in it. And I think, and I've talked to some people, and I can see where it's coming from. Part of it is coming from this, they're looking at the world and thinking, it's getting worse and worse.
Well, it's the old thing of, it can't be this bad, it must be the devil.
Right.
And so now it's, oh no, it's not the devil, we're scientific people now. God doesn't exist, so it's the lizard people.
Right. I mean, we got to point out, you know, the people are just screwing things up here. They're cheating each other, backstabbing each other, messing up. Their scams aren't working. Like, look at Oklahoma City. That was a big mess up. And apparently, according to General Parton's report, I mean, some of the bombs, I mean, that's why it was unsymmetrical. And the reports that you have in your 9/11 Road to Tyranny show that bombs didn't even go off. I mean, so it looks like what they did is they messed that one up also. And so it's not that they're coming from lizard people. It's the people that do this are messing up. And so, but it's creating this impression that it's not human because they're doing such a bad job and they're thinking, oh, wait a minute, they couldn't have been humans that did that. And it also makes people feel better because then they can think, well, people don't act this way. People don't behave this manner. So it makes people feel a little better to think, well, it wasn't human. It's a lizard creature.
Oh, man, we're going to get a bunch of calls on this now, Eric. Look what you've done.
Uh-oh, I've got you in trouble.
Oh, no, it's just ridiculous. No, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, it's another way of diverting it. See, instead of saying, well, our government did this, we can now say, well, it wasn't even human. Our government's innocent. Bush is innocent. It's these lizards. It's another way of diverting it away again. You know, it's just another one of these things. We got to start realizing it's coming from people, these crimes, these corruptions. And we've got to start making the world better. We've got to start talking about this. We've got to start coming up being more serious. Look at the political conventions right now. You'd think you were watching some sort of college fraternity toga party or something. These people aren't even serious. And if the reports of all the prostitutes running out there are true, I mean, what is this? Is this a wild party that you'd expect from Las Vegas? These people are...
Well, they say double the whores are assembling to service the Republicans. They say they're the biggest partiers.
Yeah,
and at the same time, did you see the New York Post about the homosexual gay porn stars, you know, out servicing the Republicans?
Oh, them too?
No, that was the headline. Gay porn star services Republicans at Bohemian Grove.
Oh, it's amazing. And if you can you imagine going into a business to apply for a job? Or imagine someone going to InfoWars to apply for a job and the personnel department behaves like this. Can you imagine the disgust people would have if they walk in and find this kind of partying and obnoxious behavior? And yet this is the people? These are the ones selecting our government? They don't even take this seriously. This is, you know, we ought to be ashamed of this. We should be complaining about this. These people are obnoxious. They're not paying any attention to anything. There's nothing intelligent being said at these conventions ever. It's just money, prostitution, and who knows what else, drinking and drugs, I don't know. But it's sure not anything serious, sure nothing to be proud of.
No, you're right. We've got a bunch of ultra-corrupt control freaks running around running things, and we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah. All you have to do is just imagine walking into a personnel department and seeing this kind of behavior. Just think to yourself, what would you be thinking? Would you want to even work at that company?
Well, that's like Bohemian Grove. World leaders running around in dresses, male prostitutes everywhere, worshiping Moloch, dancing around in red hoods. But, oh, they're just having fun. They're our Christian leaders. And then if your neighbor was dancing around in front of a 45-foot stone owl, I mean, what would you do?
Oh, I know. Well, some of the stories are so hard to believe. It's just like, you know, a lot of people, I think, dismiss the Bohemian Grove stuff because it's just too wild for them to comprehend. It's like those stories that come from Britain about the Blair administration hiring retarded boys for sex. I mean, you hear this stuff, you think, that can't be true. It's not possible.
Well, that's even been in the major British newspapers.
Yeah, but I mean, to most people, it's like, it can't be true, because who among us is even sexually aroused by retarded children? I mean, think about it. Are you? I'm not, unless there's something wrong with me. I mean, I don't understand this. Even I am wondering, is it true? Maybe it's not even true. Maybe they just say this to hurt Blair. I don't know. It's hard
to
believe.
Maybe they are lizard people.
Maybe they do it. Well, see, this is where where I think some of these stories come from. They're looking at this stuff and thinking, wait a minute, this isn't real. These aren't people.
I know. I mean, it's just mind-blowing, all the stuff. But, no, I mean, it's confirmed about Bohemian Grove. I mean, I've been there. I've shot video of the satanic ritual.
Yeah, there's just so much going on, though, that we can't believe, because if it doesn't fit your life and what you grew up with, you've started thinking maybe
but
they
actually,
aren't human.
If you look at history, what decadent elites do, Aztecs, human sacrifice, Nero, raping and killing, burning, Hitler, when you look at what, Idi Amin frying up people and eating them for dinner, I mean, this is what power-mad criminals turn into when they get total control in every case.
Yeah, people can really get out of control if there's nothing to keep them underneath. Something's got to help keep. People are supposed to be keeping each other under control. That's normally what will happen. You see it in a normal family and normal friends. I mean, people follow each other. See, this is the thing about.
Well, nobody's
got
to keep me under control. I got responsibilities. I've got my vision. I've got my morals. I mean, no one has to tell me what to do. I mean, I know I need to fight this.
Oh, right. But, I mean, the average person, most people are like, they'll follow one another. And so if you put them in a group where everybody's, like, wild, it just makes it even worse. Most people are not like you.
No, I agree. It's getting wilder and wilder and wilder. Well, let's take a few calls, Eric. So we've gone from the 9/11 Whitewash Commission to satanic rituals and lizard people. But the satanic rituals are real, and people see that, and they think, my God, it must be some, thing. That's funny. No, it really is being talked about out there, folks. Let's talk to Tim in Montana. Tim, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to say I'm actually making a tape right now of your Bohemian Grove and 9/11 and the CFR on, right as we speak. And a couple things I wanted to say. When you talk to Michael Moore, you should point out, in his film, I'm sure you know, where he talks about what if Clinton had done something like this. And, of course, your Oklahoma bombing stuff was beautiful. There's one thing, though, that I disagree with you on, and that's the part about the gun control and stuff. Actually, guns and everything and all the militaries are going to be completely wiped off the earth. That is what's coming.
No, actually, we're going to be disarmed, and our military will be a unit of a UN global army with no one to stand against the system.
But God is going to get rid of them all. That is what's coming. We're going to build up on our side with stuff like what you're doing, and it'll be a nonviolent revolution similar to what Gandhi pulled and also what happened in South Africa. And then, just like it says, because all the players are here, Then they're going to come down because they're going to be losing power, just as you've been discussing during this whole show, how you're getting out. And some people are beginning to wake up a little bit, but as we grow, then there's going to be a great slaughter. They'll be in control for a while, where, just like you say, with the chips, and you won't be able to buy or sell without the mark of the beast, but then they'll be overthrown, and that's all going to be happening in this century.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. No, I do believe in God and the devil, and I do believe that there is this devilish force behind all this. But, I guess the lizard people idea is kind of the modern scientific twisting or manifestation of that idea.
Well, I think it's also because people hear those reports, like you just said, of Bohemian Grove and, the Blair administration. They're thinking, people don't do that. That's not human. And that's where I think some of it comes from, because I've personally met a few people that they just can't believe humans are doing this stuff.
Well, I can't believe it, but it is. History shows it's the norm in power, and we're the cattle down here meekly taking it.
Because you know more about history. I mean, if you talk to the average person, they haven't really seen too much of it. And so to them, it's hard to believe.
No one says no to the power elite. They go completely insane and end up destroying themselves. Let's talk to Melissa in Florida. Melissa, you're on the air with Eric Hushman. Go ahead.
Hi. Can I make a little comment on a list I made about things with 9/11 shortly?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, NORAD, the plane stood down. No windows on the jet from pictures I've seen. The cell phones won't work from the jets, though the people supposedly called their family members. What about the pictures with the missile pod on the jet? Have y'all seen those?
Well, that's another one that's, see, this is another one that people are spending a lot of time on, and it's a grainy photograph, first of all. And it may be true that they put something on these planes to get the fuel burning right away.
Yeah,
you know
my point has always been this. We can prove they called Mayor Willie Brown and told him not to fly. We can prove they called the Joint Chiefs. We can prove that Al-Qaeda is CIA. We can prove the insider trading. We can prove they trained the supposed hijackers at U.S. military bases. All that concrete, irrefutable, is ignored, and the other stuff gets focused on.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're putting too much emphasis on things that really have no...
Well, I mean, I think we should focus on all of it some, but focus on the wide spectrum.
Right, and those are like technical details, how they did it. And there's no real proof. It's just like speculation.
I have a lot more on my list, and I won't even go into that. Did y'all see the Michael Moore debating Bill O'Reilly last night?
No, I didn't. What was that like?
It was great, and there's a transcript on Drudge, and I also have it on tape.
Oh, you have that right?
Yeah,
now?
And I'm going to mail you two tapes, Alex, including the Khalil bin Laden that you wanted.
Oh, you are a sweetheart.
You're going to get it Friday.
Anything else you want to add?
I just recorded a lot of great stuff that I think you'll love, and that's about it.
Well, thanks a million. We'll be back.
All right.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the streets indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cuffed behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I haven't seen the O'Reilly Michael Moore interview, but O'Reilly is a cowardly, stupid creature. A horrible liberal of the greatest order known. And then he gets with a fellow liberal like Moore, and they have this little fake left-right debate And I heard he wouldn't let Moore talk, which is classic. Because Moore is obviously much smarter and knows more facts than Mr. Big Mouth, Mr. Ultra-Liberal. And so, again, they give you this false choice between Moore and O'Reilly. There's no real difference, folks. They're both establishment pimps and give you a false spectrum analysis. But I hope to get that video, Melissa, and thank you. Andy in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Eric Huffman and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you doing today?
Fine. Welcome.
Yes, I just had a comment to make about David Icke's book, Children of the Matrix. And you indicated before that you haven't read that book.
No, I haven't.
Well, I read the first half of it, and I just totally lost interest. And I'm pretty regretful that I even wasted money on it, and instead I should have bought one of your videos.
Yeah, but see, we're kind of getting diverted off into that, as Eric was saying.
Right. Also, would you ever have Jim Mars on as a guest?
You know, I mean to do that.
That would be really...
I've been on a bunch of radio shows with him when he's another guest, but...
Right, you've been on Coast to Coast with him before, right?
I've been on a lot of shows with him.
Oh, okay. That's really it. Going to be in Austin next year. I'll be driving down from Wisconsin, and maybe I'll run into you. Who knows?
I'm sure you will, brother. Take care. Good to hear from you. Dave in Tennessee, you're on the air with Eric Huffman. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I am a recent awakenee, and I'm copying your videos. I'm getting them out. And one thing I'm wondering is, why did Bush Sr. not invade Iraq back in the first Gulf War?
Well, he said that this is the start of the New World Order, and because they wanted to steal Iraq's oil for a few decades or for 12 years, while they set up for this later action. I believe it was all staged between Bush Sr. and Clinton to have Bush Jr. in later. That's how staged all of this is. I mean, look at the Skull and Bones election now. The Skull and Bones coronation of the Democrats, the Skull and Bones coronation of the Republicans. I mean, this is a joke. Because the New World Order wasn't far enough along at that point. They weren't ready for that at that point.
Okay, okay.
Eric Huffman, any comments to what Dave just said?
No, as far as I know, I'll just agree with you for now. I'll leave it with you.
Alan said, seen Mike, Truth and Lies, 9/11.
Your phone's cutting out.
Have you seen Mike Rupert, The Truth and Lies of 9/11?
Yeah, I think it's a decent video.
It's pretty good. I had friends, we had to get together last night, but your video's the best. I'm getting them out.
All right, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Dan in Illinois. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is Dave. I don't even read the politics stuff anymore. I pretty much just go to the Department of Defense, you know, all the dot mills and stuff. And the way I see it, it's kind of like the cabal and the Pentagon, sort of like J. Edgar Hoover, like when he was trying to keep power. And, you know, he was getting ready for the mandatory retirement age, 65, and Kennedy, you know, he was going to can him because he had to because he was 65. So, you know, Kennedy ends up dead, and LBJ, you know, takes that restriction down.
Okay, how does that tie in with the military-industrial complex takeover right now?
Well, what they're doing is they're starting to... all the old guys want to privatize, you know, they start these private companies, and
then they privatize the government to themselves.
Yeah.
Classical fascism. Stay there. Let's do 5 more minutes with Eric Huffman, let him get a comment or two in, and then we've got another guest coming up, so stay with us. Hello, folks.